we were at a wedding. We lost a call from him somehow while we were in the reception, and on going out, contacted him, spoke to him for a few minutes, handed it around everybody, not knowing why he'd rung. It was only a few minutes later that rang back again, and he told me, and we had to keep it under wraps for the rest of the ceremony. Obviously, not wanting to spoil the day for the bride.
Well, of course.
Groom.
Yeah. But obvious question, Mrs. Pooley, but you must have been devastated.
I think we were, but it all seemed rather surreal, really. Robin knew before I did, and he left it some while before he told me. And it just seemed that there we were, doing normal things, talking to people who were having a good time, and we'd just been given this amazing news, but at the same time, he didn't tell us until he knew that he was going to be airlifted home.
Right. Well,
so we had that to hang on to.
Well, indeed, and the wonderful news now, of course, is that he is well again, but he's gone back. What do you make of that?
We knew from the start that he would go back. We were sort of counting down the days, you know, we knew it was going to happen, we didn't know when, but knowing him, we were quite aware that he hadn't finished with his task in Sierra Leone.
Did you try and talk him out of it?
No. No, I think you bring up your children to be independent, you want them to lead happy and fulfilled lives, and we knew, looking at the pictures of him when he was actually working out there, we saw short videos, he looked happy, he looked as if he was doing what he really wanted to do, and you can't put a spanner in the works when your children have found something that really fulfills them.
He said when I spoke to him about looking happy, he said, "Dad, I felt it was what I was made for," and he's lucky.
Love yes, you. Very few people find that sort of fulfilment, I think, in their work, and we can only support him, and we do 100%. And we know now a little more about what the situation is like there, and we know that there are many, many people of all nations putting their lives on the line, like he is. He's one of a large number. And we just are behind him all the way.
Well, yeah, of course, and he's obviously a very remarkable man. But is there... Well, I think a lot of people aren't quite clear on this. Now that he's had the disease and been cured of it, is he protected against getting it again, or is there still that danger?
Well, nobody's actually clear, because I think the experience of the disease is so limited. They think, apparently, that he has some immunity, but there's no certainty. And anyway, he's got to pretend that he can catch it again in order to show best practice to the people working beside him. He'll be training locals and other people in use of the protective equipment. And so he's got to be just as meticulous as he was before.
And as he said, that if he went into a ward wearing just his ordinary clothes and virus got on him, if he came out of the ward in those clothes, he is a potential risk to other people.
Yes, of course.
So it's a question of 100% vigilance all the time.
And just a quick thought from either of you, whoever would like to answer it. Given your very close experience of it now, do you think we, the Western world, has been doing enough to help?
No, not by a very long way. I mean, I know it sounds like a big ask, and I know Britain is doing more than a lot of countries, but the West has got to step up to this, and what's being done already is inadequate, and the people going out now are not going to be up and running in for 4 or 6 weeks. I think it was Médecins Sans Frontières a couple of days ago who flagged this up, didn't they, that nothing's had an effect yet. And the disease is doubling every 4 weeks. It's got to be bigger than it is now.
Well, I mean, thank you.
The people are going out there, fantastic, but it's got to be more.
Indeed, more people like your son. Robin and Jackie Pooley, thank you both very much indeed.